Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege together by the radio to open God's precious Word and to study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're going back to the book of Psalm number 86, and we're continuing our study on the need of revival. You remember in verse number 6, the Bible said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" And I said to you, there's a plea, "Wilt thou not revive?" There's a people, us, that thy people, then there's a purpose, may rejoice in thee. And I pointed out to you in verse 1, 2, and 3, he's talking about how good God has been. In verse number 11, 12, and 13, he's looking forward at how good God's going to be. And I want to make the statement one more time. I thank the Lord for the good old days, as they call them. And I thank the Lord for what the future holds in the sweet by and by. But I want to say to you, we need something for the nasty now and now. And the need is revival. And I said to you in the beginning, the need of revival is manifest, first of all, by our culture, second, by our churches, and thirdly, by our country. So we're looking at the need of revival as it's manifest in our culture. And my intention was to breeze on through this rather swiftly, but I make no apology for the time that I've taken preaching the Word of God from this area. I said to you, first of all, that the continual increase in the usage of drugs testifies to the need of revival in our nation. And of course, there's drugs everywhere, and more of our young people are getting addicted to them, and the results of it is just so pathetic. The hurt that it brings to the person themselves, to the other members of their families, and especially if they're parents, it brings to their children, to their companion, and on I could go. It's just devastating what it's doing in our society. But I want to say again, legislation will not bring an end to the drug problem. Education, though it may be helpful, will not bring an end to the drug problem. Recreation will not bring an end to the drug problem. But I tell you what will. That's salvation. That's regeneration, being set free by the grace of God. The Bible said in John 8:32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And again, the Bible said in John 8:36, "If the Son therefore make you free, then you're free indeed." And friend, I want to say today without hesitation, when a person comes to Christ as a sinner and receives Him as their Lord and Savior, the power of God will set them free. God will take the scissors of grace and cut every band that sin has upon them, and they become a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not just reformation, but it is regeneration. You see, God generated, sin degenerated, but then God regenerates and makes us new creatures in the Lord Jesus Christ. But not only did we look at the need of revival manifested in the usage of drugs, but second, I said to you that the increase in the drinking situation that we have in our country and around the world is a testimony of the need of revival meeting. I want to say again, all you've got to do to get a drunkard off his drinking is see him saved by the marvelous grace of our God. We learn from the Word of God in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and in verse number 9, the Bible said, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers themselves of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards," there's our word, "nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." So all you've got to do to get a drinker to quit drinking is see them saved by the grace of God, and God will deliver them from the curse of booze. But my friend, I want you to know this. In the Word of God, the Bible said wine is a mocker, and strong drink is raging. And whoso is deceived thereby is not wise. And then we looked again in the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse number 29, at several effects of drinking on an individual. Number one, who hath woe. Number two, who hath sorrow. Number three, who hath contention. Number four, who hath babbling. Number five, who hath wounds without cause. Number six, who hath redness of wine. The answer then is given in verse number 30. They that tarry long at wine, and they that go to seek mixed wine. And then again, he mentions in verse number 31, the Bible said, "Look not thou upon wine when it is red, when it giveth color in the cup, when it moveth aright." Notice the effect of it, verse number 32. "At the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thy heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that goeth down in the midst of the sea, or he that lieth upon the top of a mast." Here's what you're going to say. "They have stricken me," thou shalt say, "and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I failed it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again." So there you have a good picture of the effect of drunkenness upon a person. As we left the air on yesterday, we were looking at the first occasion of a drunk man in the Word of God. The Bible said in the book of Genesis, chapter number 9, beginning at verse number 20, "And Noah began to be an husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent." Notice verse number 22. The Bible said, "And Ham, the father of Canaan," Ham, of course, being one of Noah's sons, "saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness." I pointed out to you on the broadcast yesterday that drunkenness not only affects you, but it affects your companions. It affects your children. Here we find that one young man by the name of Ham gets in trouble for the rest of his life because of his father's drinking. And it not only affected him, but it affected his generations after him. And then we see the other two brothers were put in the embarrassing spot of having to cover up for the wickedness of their father while he was drunk. The Bible said in verse number 24, "And Noah woke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him." Verse 25, and he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be a servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Here is a curse put upon one of the sons of Noah. And it began with Noah getting drunk. I want to say to you, my friend, many children go through their life with a mark on them because of the drunken daddy or drunken mother that they had. And I want to say to you today, if one of your parents is a drunk, then you don't have to go that route. There is grace from God sufficient to deliver you and set you free, save you by God's grace, and give you strength to overcome. And you can make something out of your life and be somebody in the society that your children will not be ashamed of. I encourage you, if you grew up in a drunkard's home, then please determine by the grace of God that I will not put my children through what I have been through. Oh, my friend, you can do it by the grace of God. You cannot do it within yourself. I want to mention one other passage before I leave the air today. Our Lord in Matthew 24 is giving signs of the times of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice what he said in verse number 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. What kind of days was it before the flood? The Bible said, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Dear friend, there are many other scriptures I could deal with in this matter of drinking. But I want to say again, no real Christian is a drinker, because a social drinker is as kin to a drunk as a baby kitten is a cat. All you've got to do is let that kitten go, and it will not be long until it's a cat itself. You let that social drinker just keep on with his social drinking, and one day he'll wake up when it's probably too late to do anything much about it and find out he thought he could handle his drinking, but he couldn't, and now his drinking handles him. I want to say to you again, there's power in the grace of God to set you free from the desire of strong drink. If you'll turn to him with repentance and faith, he'll save you and set you free right this very moment. Father, save the lost. Help your people. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. As you look at the calendar, you see we're approaching Thanksgiving, and that means camp meeting time once again here at the Faith Baptist Camp. Let me invite you to make plans to join with us. We begin on Sunday evening on the 23rd of November, and we'll go through Friday night, the 28th. We're located at Resaca, Georgia. That's about 45 miles south of Chattanooga and about 70 miles north of Atlanta, just off Interstate 75. Pastor Sammy Allen, the folk of the Concord Baptist Church, invite you to join us for a great week. And then remember, I need to hear from you. Take the time out today, write to us, and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.
Amen.